Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Charles River Laboratories International, a leading provider of preclinical and clinical laboratory services for the pharmaceutical, medical device, and biotechnology industries. Charles River plays a crucial role in drug discovery and development. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the life sciences sector. Let's dive in.
Charles River Laboratories has established itself as a key player in the pharmaceutical and biotech industries, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like confirmation bias and escalation of commitment influence their decision-making, particularly in research and development investments?
Confirmation bias can significantly impact Charles River Laboratories, especially in their R investments. The company might be inclined to focus on data or research that confirms their existing strategies or expectations, potentially overlooking contradictory evidence or alternative approaches. This bias can lead to an overemphasis on certain research areas while neglecting others that might be equally or more promising. Escalation of commitment is another important factor where the company may continue to invest in specific projects or technology, even when faced with evidence that these investments might not yield the expected results. While this can sometimes lead to breakthroughs, it also carries the risk of allocating resources inefficiently, particularly in a field as dynamic and uncertain as drug discovery.
This focus on reinforcing existing strategies has helped Charles River Laboratories maintain a strong position in the market, appealing to investors who value consistency and expertise in the highly specialized field of life sciences.
Exactly. Charles River Laboratories' commitment to its established research areas and methodologies has built a strong reputation for reliability and expertise. However, the company must be cautious of letting these biases limit their ability to explore new and potentially groundbreaking areas of research.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Charles River Laboratories. As a company operating in the global healthcare industry, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Charles River Laboratories given their global operations and the diverse range of clients and research areas they cover. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is essential in an industry driven by innovation and scientific discovery. A diverse workforce can lead to more innovative solutions and a better understanding of global health challenges, which is critical for a company involved in drug development. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly attractive in today's market. Moreover, DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are vital for maintaining the high levels of expertise required in the life sciences sector.
Investors are definitely considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like life sciences, where innovation and understanding global health challenges are key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Charles River Laboratories not only strengthens its ability to innovate and solve complex health issues, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in the life sciences industry. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is crucial for driving long-term growth and maintaining a competitive edge.
Moving on to market adaptation, Charles River Laboratories operates in a rapidly evolving healthcare environment. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Charles River Laboratories' ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is critical for maintaining its leadership position in the life sciences sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with investing in new and unproven technologies. While confirmation bias might make the company cautious about adopting new approaches, they also recognize the importance of staying at the forefront of scientific advancements. This requires careful evaluation of new research areas and technologies, as well as a willingness to pivot when necessary to capitalize on emerging trends in drug discovery and development.
This adaptability is key for Charles River Laboratories, especially as they face competition from both established life sciences companies and newer biotech firms. Their ability to stay ahead of technological advancements is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Charles River Laboratories' success will depend on their ability to balance tradition with innovation, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the high standards of quality and reliability that their clients and investors expect. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing healthcare needs.
Now, let's compare Charles River Laboratories to other companies in the life sciences sector, like Thermo Fisher Scientific, Icon PLC, and LabCorp. How do Charles River's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Charles River Laboratories' dynamics are often compared to other life sciences leaders like Thermo Fisher Scientific, Icon PLC, and LabCorp, particularly in their approach to research and development, innovation, and client service. Charles River's emphasis on preclinical and clinical laboratory services appeals to investors looking for a specialized, high-growth segment within the broader life sciences market. Thermo Fisher Scientific, with its diverse portfolio of scientific instrumentation and laboratory services, offers a broader exposure to the life sciences sector. Icon PLC, known for its focus on clinical research and trials, provides a more specialized service offering that competes directly with Charles River in certain areas. LabCorp, with its focus on diagnostics and laboratory testing, appeals to investors interested in a more diversified approach. Charles River's focus on drug development and specialized laboratory services provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks associated with being a highly specialized provider in a rapidly evolving industry.
And unlike Thermo Fisher Scientific or LabCorp, which have more diversified portfolios, Charles River Laboratories' strength lies in its deep expertise in preclinical and clinical research, allowing it to build strong relationships with pharmaceutical and biotech companies.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Charles River Laboratories, the focus on specialization and expertise in drug development provides a unique value proposition in the life sciences sector.
To sum up, Charles River Laboratories' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their research strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Charles River Laboratories' stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.